Weather.
Superstar Country 102.5 Weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies today with showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 62. Southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 52 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 81 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies and dry. Friday and Saturday, low 80s. Friday, mid 80s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 59.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolf. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A Rose Hill man will be sentenced in December for his role in the death of his adopted daughter. Joseph Schroer pleaded no contest to aggravated child endangerment and Medicaid fraud in the death of 6-year-old Kennedy Schroer. Gates Corporation in Iola says 81 people will be laid off in December and January. The company makes transmission fluids and other parts for industrial and automotive purposes. Sedgwick County says their Kansas Tag Office back up and running after a computer outage on Tuesday. The issue prevented the Tag Office from completing any transactions. Sedgwick County Commissioner Ryan Beatty says the state needs to reform its system so counties can run their offices effectively. And Wichita, Felicia Roth, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important, especially if you're age 65 or older. Better to act sooner rather than later if you want to maintain or enhance your brain's health. Hello, I'm Kevin, president of the Dementia Society of America, a national nonprofit organization. I'm excited to offer you a free guide filled with tips for better brain health and important facts about dementia, care planning, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The state of Kansas initiated an application for the $50 billion Rural Health Transformation, or RFT, program, which was created in the reconciliation bill to direct the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to work with states to identify the root challenges facing rural health providers and invest in solutions to improve outcomes for struggling providers. Kansas providers are estimated to receive approximately $1 billion over the next 5 years. Senator Jerry Moran said with Kansas estimated to receive approximately $1 billion from this fund over the next 5 years, he looks forward to working with the state government and the University of Kansas Health System Care Collaborative Team to make certain Kansas providers receive the needed resources to improve the delivery of quality care to rural communities. Senator Moran worked to establish the RHT Provider Fund as part of the reconciliation bill and met with Kansas hospital leaders from across the state to highlight changes made through the reconciliation process to support rural hospitals through the creation of this fund. The state of Kansas ended September 2025 with total tax collections at $1 billion, and that's $3.4 million below the estimate, with total tax collections down 1.9% from September 2024. Governor Kelly said she's been consistent in expressing her concern that the reckless budget passed by the state legislature risks veering Kansas off the course of fiscal responsibility. She said while 1 month of revenues missing the estimate is not cause for panic, it's a reminder that fiscal restraint is sound policy. Even though individual income tax collections were above estimates, they are offset by a significant 15% loss in corporate income. Individual income tax collections were $481.4 million, that's $26.4 million above the estimate, and individual income tax collections were up 2.8% from September 2024. Corporate income tax collections were $199.6 million. That's $35.4 million below the estimate and down 12.5% from September 2024. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $293.3 million, which is $5.3 million above the estimate and down 1.1% from September of last year. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $23 million is available to improve broadband infrastructure through the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program. Grants of up to $1 million will be awarded to offset the capital expenses that providers need to deploy services in unserved areas of Kansas. In its fifth year through the bipartisan Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, or EIC, the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program aims to provide high-quality, reliable broadband access throughout the state, prioritizing unserved areas, economically distressed communities, and areas of compelling need. During the first 4 years of this program, high-speed internet has been delivered to more than 11,000 homes and businesses in 35 counties, and the cumulative $25 million generated another $31 million in matching funds. Director of Broadband Development Bill Abstin said by continuing to invest in broadband, they're not just investing in critical infrastructure, they're investing in the future of every Kansan. For more information or to apply for the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
The Kansas Department of Transportation is inviting citizens to share ideas and discuss regional transportation needs concerning highways, public transit, pedestrians, and more at local consult meetings that are taking place across the state this October. Secretary Calvin Reed said they want to hear directly from Kansans about what transportation improvements are important to them, and those attending the local consult meetings will be providing input on what projects the Kansas Department of Transportation should prioritize for future infrastructure improvements. Attendees will also learn more about transportation investments being made in their areas, as well as about various grant funding programs that are available through the Kansas Department of Transportation. 8 regional and metro meetings are set to help citizens be able to attend, and the public is invited to participate in one or more meetings that include the most local in Colby from 9 a.m. to noon on Wednesday, October 15th at the City Limits Convention Center. And there's also a statewide virtual meeting being held from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 28th, though you do need to register in advance by visiting ksdot.gov/local-consult-2025 to attend the virtual meeting. The Kansas Department of Transportation is encouraging all Kansans to complete a short online survey to provide their input on the state's transportation system before attending the meetings. Local consult meetings occur every 2 years to provide Kansans opportunities to ask questions and to speak with local, state, and federal officials about transportation needs across the state. For more information, you can visit ksdot.gov. October is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month, which is designed to inform the public about warning signs, risk factors, and what to do in a cardiac emergency. And during this month, the American Red Cross encourages everyone to enroll in a CPR and AED course so they can learn how to help save a life when someone goes into cardiac arrest and the minutes that follow. Each year, more than 350,000 people experience out-of-hospital cardiac arrest in the United States, and about 90% of them die. More than 70% of out-of-hospital cardiac arrests happen in the home. Cardiac arrest occurs when the heart suddenly stops beating normally because of abnormal electrical activity, and every second counts. So it's important for people to be trained in knowing how to perform CPR and how to use AEDs, as immediate CPR delivered by a bystander can double or even triple a person's chance of survival. The executive director of the Red Cross of Greater Kansas, Jane Blotcher, said sudden cardiac arrest can happen to anyone, anywhere, and at any time without warning. and it's important to be ready to take action, whether that's by calling 911, starting chest compressions, or using an AED. Red Cross training can give you the skills and confidence to act in an emergency, and you can visit redcross.org/takeaclass to sign up for online, blended learning, or in-person training classes today. The Dane G. Hansen Foundation recently announced the availability of scholarships for the 2025-2026 academic year, targeting students from 26 counties in Northwest Kansas, and the scholarships are offered in four categories, aiming to support students pursuing higher education and technical training. Eligible students must be from accredited high schools, registered independent, private, or home schools in counties including Decatur, Phillips, Graham, Sheridan, and Norton, among others. And the scholarships are designed to encourage academic excellence and community involvement. The foundation will award 7 Leaders of Tomorrow scholarships, each providing an annual stipend of $10,000, renewable for 3 additional years, 35 Hansen Scholar Scholarships, which will offer $6,500 annually, also renewable for 3 years, and 70 Hansen Student Scholarships that will provide $4,000 annually, renewable for 1 year. These scholarships require recipients to attend accredited 4-year colleges or universities in Kansas. To qualify, students must have an ACT composite score of 23 or higher and a minimum grade point average of 3.5, and they should also demonstrate active participation in extracurricular activities and exhibit good citizenship, leadership, and moral integrity. The foundation will also offer 100 Hansen Career and Technical Education Scholarships, each with an annual stipend of $4,000, renewable for 1 year, and these scholarships are intended for high school seniors who are pursuing career training at pre-approved schools in Northwest Kansas. Unlike the other scholarships, applicants for the Career and Technical Education Scholarships are not required to take a qualifying test or to maintain a 3.5 grade point average. The foundation encourages interested students to visit their website at danehansenfoundation.org for more information and to apply. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. USDA's projection for this year's winter wheat crop production is the highest in almost a decade.
This year's production of 1.4 billion bushels is the highest since 2016.
That's Anthony Prilliman, Southern Regional Director for the National Agricultural Statistics Service. He says the increased production is fueled in part by what is the second highest winter wheat crop yield on record.
Average yield for 2025 is estimated at 54.9 bushels per acre. That's up 0.2%, or just 1/10 of a bushel from our previous forecast, and up 6.2%, or 3.2 bushels.
The NAS estimate for winter wheat production comes in above industry expectations. The revised total for U.S. wheat production is 1.98 million bushels, up less than 1% from last year. Because American farmers are shut out of the soybean market in China, U.S. was pushing other countries throughout Africa and Asia to purchase more American soybeans. As global trade tensions continue, President Trump's trade team is looking into new market opportunities. Kevin Hassett, director of the National Economic Council, says they're calling up all of our soybean customers around the world as part of our trade negotiations. He said the administration was getting ready to have really strong policies to support our farmers, with silos full and exports drying up. Beijing, and normally a major buyer of American soybeans, has not purchased any for the new growing season, diverting its orders to Brazil and Argentina instead. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said that more than $30 billion worth of American soybean products were exported in fiscal year 2024. China bought about $12 billion worth of American soybean products within the last calendar year. And that is a check of agriculture news. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Cattlemen, it's that time of year to graze those stocks and waterways. And to keep those cattle there, you need reliable temporary fencing from ValleyVet Supply. Valley Vet has solar and plug-in electric fencers from Gallagher, Parmac, True Test by Datamars, and more. Plus, Gallagher insulators, Bayguard polywire, grounding systems, and all the accessories you need to finish the fence. See these fence products pictured at valleyvet.com, and you can place your order online. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more, shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Ulua Lockwood with the Kansas Agricultural Network. Much quieter weather over the next couple of days as high pressure will be a dominant weather feature. Temperatures warming slightly. Taking a closer look at the state for temperatures this afternoon. Most of the state will see highs in the low to mid 70s, slightly cooler pocket in the north central and northwestern portion of the state with highs in the mid to upper 60s. We're also looking at a bit more cloud cover for the western half of the state, but looking fairly dry as high pressure settles into the area. Tonight, mainly clear across most of the state. We'll see a few lingering clouds in the east. Temperatures will be cooling into the mid to upper 50s across the state. Then as we head into Thursday, we'll see temperatures begin to warm, especially across the western half of the state, with the highs in the mid to upper 80s. Slightly cooler as you head to the northeast, with daytime highs in northeastern Kansas in the mid-70s. These warmer temperatures will be accompanied by lots of sunshine. Then as we head into Thursday night, looking mainly clear across the state, temperatures will be cooling into the low to mid-50s. Pocket of slightly warmer temperatures in the central portion of the state with lows in the low 60s. And the extreme northwestern portion of the state slightly cooler with lows in the low 50s. As we head into the day on Friday, those warmer temperatures will continue to slide a little bit further to the north and east. Most areas are going to be seeing highs in the low to mid 80s across most of the state. Slightly cooler in the extreme northwestern portion of the state with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. And we'll continue to see very dry weather with lots of sunshine. As we head into our weekend, we'll see temperatures remaining above normal through most of the state with lots of sunshine. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with our early consignments for this week's Thursday cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the breeding stock and the baby calves, we'll sell drop-in consignments of those. In the calves off the cow, here's 150, mostly black, 90 of them be steers, 60 of them be heifers. Spring shots, 450 to 6 and a quarter. 40 black and red steers and heifers. Spring shots, 450 to 550. 30 red and black steers and heifers, spring shots, 450 to 550. 21 Charlotte Cross steers and heifers, spring and fall shots, given September 6th on the fall shots, 500 to 600. 15 mostly black steers and heifers, spring shots, 6 to 6 and a quarter. 8 black steers and heifers, spring shots, 450 to 550. Then the feeders, here's 27 Charlotte Cross heifers, off grass at 7 to 800. Next Thursday, October 16th, we'll offer a complete fall herd dispersion of 50 black with a few black white-faced cows on them, with mostly black white-faced calves that are worked at side. 45 are pairs and 5 are heavy breds. Cows are 2 to 10 years old. That's next week on October 16th. Hope to see you at these auctions. Thank you.